We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, joyful viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available in the following 77 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basikam Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogota, Colombia. In Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista. In Villa Mayor, in Eladaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arba Rizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Lictemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA.
In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System. on Éxito Visión, en Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas, Televisión, en Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano, and in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris, in Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable, in Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision, in Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision, in Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable, in Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company, in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Daumoa SA, in Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV, in Mingaguasu, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguasu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on multimedia on demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV. In Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Dolio City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuncheng Township on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzarh, in Khanul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khutur, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company. And in Sunshin City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Egypt donates $300 million to South Sudan for development. In animal welfare news, an initiative in China promotes caring for all cats and dogs. In environmental news, United States researchers find that plants are key to creating accurate climate change forecasts. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 25th, is the Independence Day of Uruguay, commemorating its sovereignty attained in 1825. It is situated in South America, between Argentina and Brazil, adjacent to the South Atlantic Ocean. The wetlands in the eastern part of the country make up the marshlands of the Eastern Biosphere Reserve, which is part of the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization Man and Biosphere Reserve Program. It consists of 10 sanctuaries and is habitat for approximately 300 species of wild birds, including flamingos and black-necked swans. One of Uruguay's most significant literary figures is writer José Enrique Rodó. His book, Ariel, published in 1900, emphasizes the paramount importance of maintaining spiritual values. We wish a memorable Independence Day to the fine citizens of Uruguay.
Fly-in news. Flames burned through parts of Spain, Greece, and Turkey. A blaze that began Sunday evening, August 22nd, forced the evacuation of up to 1,500 people from a popular Benitez beach and several homes on the Spanish holiday island of Ibiza. The out-of-control fire, estimated to have affected over 100 hectares in northern regions, had also scorched dozens of vehicles and caused minor injuries among some of the evacuated, including smoke inhalation, burns, and panic attacks.
Meanwhile, on the southern tip of the Greek island of Evia, another wildfire destroyed four homes as strong gales prevented the use of firefighting aircraft. Some tourists temporarily fled their hotels but were able to return later as officials reported the blaze to have turned away from inhabited areas. Southern parts of the island of Crete also faced at least four smaller fires, one of which burned through a rare palm forest. In neighboring Turkey, residents of five villages in the western town of Bergama had to leave due to a forest fire that ignited on Saturday. Thanks to the efforts of 500 firefighters with 10 helicopters, 11 bulldozers, a plane, and 50 fire trucks, the blaze was brought under control on Sunday.
Our appreciation for the protective endeavors of all Spanish, Turkish, and Greek officials and firefighting personnel. We are glad to know of the general safety of the people in the affected regions, as we pray that such destructive events may subside through humanity's more caring stewardship of the earth.
Hundreds displaced in Nepal's floods and landslides. According to media reports on Monday, August 23rd, monsoon rain set off flash floods and landslides in the nation's western districts, causing four people to lose their lives, with two still missing and hundreds who have had to leave their homes. 20 houses were inundated in Bardia district, with villagers who dismantled their houses and carried materials to safer places. While in eastern Nepal, 175 families were evacuated after three continuous days of rainfall overflowed the Saptakoshi River and subsequently flooded their village in Udaipur. Police personnel have been assisting the affected in moving to safer locations, while the Natural Disaster Rescue Committee has arranged for accommodation in local schools. Our thanks all Nepalese personnel for your swift assistance to the flood affected as we convey our condolences for the loss of loved ones. We pray that such extreme weather subsides through our gentler and eco-friendly actions.
India and other nations show support for Pakistan in time of need. With one-fifth of the country still underwater and more than 17 million people struggling to meet daily needs, Pakistan's Prime Minister Yusuf Raza Gilani convened an emergency meeting with senior doctors, health ministry officials, UN representatives, and other agency officials on Tuesday, August 24th to address rising concerns for an emerging health crisis from waterborne diseases such as cholera.
Meanwhile, the nation strives to address humanitarian needs with assistance from neighbors near and far, including a donation of $5 million in relief supplies from India and an offer to send more if needed. As this gesture represented a decision to set aside past differences, Indian UN Ambassador Hardeep Singh Puri said, "We are willing to do all that is in our power to assist Pakistan in facing the consequences of floods. We extend our wholehearted support to the government of Pakistan in its efforts for relief and rehabilitation." Pakistan's UN ambassador, Abdullah Haroon, stated that he welcomed the offer on behalf of his country.
On Sunday, Pakistan's foreign minister, Shah Mahmood Qureshi, announced that world donors have pledged or contributed over $800 million, with amounts that have been pouring in since the United Nations made an initial appeal for $460 million in humanitarian aid.
Conveying his country's gratitude, Minister Qureshi stated, "In these circumstances, when the West and Europe and America are going through a recession, this kind of solidarity for Pakistan, I think, is very encouraging." The Pakistani Army, meanwhile, has been noted for its ongoing dedication since the disaster occurred in delivering available food supplies and beginning the overwhelming task of rebuilding structures such as the hundreds of vital roads and bridges that were washed away in the floods.
Our sincere appreciation, Prime Minister Gilani and the Pakistani Army, for your tireless efforts, and Providence bless all international donors for their generosity of spirit in bringing help and comfort to those in need. We pray for the protection of the Pakistani people and that such disasters are lessened through our benevolent efforts toward the environment and fellow inhabitants.
Supreme Master Chiang Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Russian doctors recommend fresh fruits and vegetables to treat smoke inhalation. In the aftermath of thousands of fires, including peat fires, many Russians are still recovering from smoke inhalation. To detoxify the body, a panel of expert Russian doctors speaking to the press, such as dietitian and neurologist Dr. Oleg Lenev, are recommending people consume more fresh and cleansing plant-based foods, such as green apples, walnuts, and citrus fruits like oranges and grapefruits.
The vitamin C in the citrus not only helps rehabilitate blood vessels, it is also said to stabilize mood and restore peace of mind. Fruits and vegetables are known to contain health-promoting antioxidants and fiber as well. Refraining from fast food and meat is recommended, especially fried and smoked meats, as they are not easy to digest and put strain on the body. Dairy should also be avoided to help further purify. One should partake in regular exercise and drink water and green tea for thirst. Also suggested by former St. Petersburg chief toxicologist Dr. Georgi Livanov was to eliminate bad habits such as smoking and alcohol and to maintain the ways of health.
We thank Dr. Lenev, Dr. Livanov, and other Russian experts for this sound advice. Blessed be such healthier and kinder ways as the veg lifestyle in restoring the balance of our lives and the planet.
New Loving Hut opens on Formosan or Taiwanese Island. The new Loving Hut Good Friend Veggie House branch recently launched in Formosa's popular Penghu Archipelago as the first offshore Loving Hut locale in Formosa or Taiwan. Like all locales of Loving Hut International, the Loving Hut Good Friend Veggie House exemplifies Supreme Master Ching Hai's concept of providing all customers with deliciously fresh and wholesome, cruelty-free cuisine at affordable prices, and it has already earned a very good reputation amongst locals and tourists alike. In addition to serving traditional Chinese dishes such as pumpkin dumpling soup, the venue also specializes in exotic Southeast Asian flavors such as Singaporean herbal noodle soup, Thai coconut rice, and Oloxese or Vietnamese summer noodles. Our Formosan correspondent shares more on location.
澎湖是福尔摩沙最大的外岛，有着碧海蓝天和灿烂的阳光。 每年夏天都会吸引非常多的游客来此游玩，现在这里也出现了一家美丽的爱家，就让我们一起进去看看吧。哇，好香哦！
搭配得很好，吃得很舒服，而且很快乐。这边的服务很亲切，价位很合理，
吃住让我觉得没有负担，很安心。吃住非常好。 如果从医学来讲的时候，可以呢净化我们自己的身体，改善我们的体质。你如果从修行来讲的话，那么我们可以充满了一个慈悲心，然后从环保来讲的话，又可以减碳。
我要带朋友再过来一起用餐。
吃素环保来救地球，耶！
parade-loving hut on another successful opening. We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her continual encouragement for the sharing of this international endeavor. May such scrumptious and fulfilling vegan cuisine bring us all on the fast track to a healthier, more kind-hearted world.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Teen honored for donating bulletproof vests to Canine Cop. Marco, the police dog in Massachusetts, USA, can now work with the added protection of a doggy bulletproof vest thanks to the efforts of 8th grader Miss Anna Borowski. The 13-year-old raised $750 over months of making homemade whole wheat dog-shaped biscuits, doggy earrings out of clay, lemonade that she sold at stands, as well as placing collection jars at pet stores in nearby towns. At a special ceremony recognizing her efforts, young Anna received a certificate of appreciation from police officers at their headquarters in Boston. Bravo, and our accolades, Anna Borowski, for your thoughtful commitment to helping provide protection for working canine Marco. May you continue to find joy in sharing such a caring heart for the benefit of others.
Save our planet. Global warming is reflected in food scarcity and rising prices. Recent research from a team of U.S. scientists studying rice yields across six major rice exporting regions in Asia found that rising nighttime temperatures have caused rice production to decline by 10 to 20% over the past 25 years. This temperature effect has overshadowed improvements in growing techniques that would otherwise lead to higher yields. In a related Philippine study, rice yields were found to drop by 10% for every 1 degree Celsius rise in nighttime temperature.
More recently, farmers in some parts of India are facing too much water due to flooding, while others are experiencing droughts, and many have not planted even half of what would normally be needed out of fear that there will not be enough water to grow the rice.
Even if it starts to rain now, we will not get any crop. There is a deadline for the rice to start growing. That is till the middle of August, and that time has now passed. So we will not have any crop this year.
And this summer's extreme weather in Russia, as well as Ukraine, which has been attributed to climate change, has led the governments to decrease forecasted wheat yields and place a ban on exports.
This in turn has even affected other grains, such as barley, which has doubled in price in the last 6 weeks due to a combination of lower wheat yields in Russia and reduced barley yields in Europe and Canada due to unfavorable weather. With prolonged drought and hunger being endured by millions in countries such as Africa, the scientists warn that these declines are just some of the indications of an emerging global food crisis as extreme conditions continue due to unchecked climate change.
My hungry child cries all the time. There is no food to feed him. How can we survive like this?
We are poor people and are desperate for food to eat. Our children go to sleep hungry. What can we do?
We thank the scientists for these factual insights into the current and ongoing threats to food security due to global warming. Let us all quickly shift to lifestyles that complement the balance of nature for the sustenance and survival of all people on the planet.
Speaking with concern for the welfare of people across the globe, Supreme Master Ching Hai addressed the matter of food shortages as well as the most efficient solution during an April 2009 video conference in South Korea.
All this is important because if humans are in shortage of food or of water, then conflict, of course, will break out. When our family members are in danger of hunger or thirst, maybe we would do anything to bring food to them. So reluctantly, some virtuous or good people might even go astray and cause conflict between neighbors, and then on a larger scale, it will cause conflict between nations. Scientists have documented that one serving of beef takes more than 1,000 gallons of water to produce. By contrast, the vegan diet uses about 1/10 of that amount. So the best way to prepare for conflict is to take complete prevention. The vegan diet will help us to achieve that goal, and almost immediately.
Save Our Planet, the Australian Greens, which support strong efforts to address climate change, win their first lower parliament seat in a general election as Adam Bandt is elected to the House of Representatives for the Division of Melbourne.
Save Our Planet, citing extreme weather conditions that include this year's hot, dry summer, the Swedish Board of Agriculture forecasts that the nation's grain harvest for 2010 will be the lowest since 1995.
Warning news. U.S. Department of Agriculture scientists report that approximately 1/3 of the so-called natural chicken sold in the USA contains injected additives that account for up to 15% of the meat's weight, with doubled or even tripled unhealthy sodium content.
The Duchess of Lilydale, one of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wild. I'm following a vegan diet of kindness. Today, I have a health tip from beloved Supreme Master Ching Hai. Teach your children good hygiene habits. Take shoes off before entering the house. Wipe public toilet seats before use. Wash hands, brush teeth, etc. That's preventive medicine for many illnesses. Thank you so much, Supreme Master Ching Hai, for this caring advice. And thank you, loyal viewers, for tuning in. Thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the weather around the world.
In humanitarian news, Egypt donates $300 million to South Sudan for development projects. The contribution will be used for endeavors including building potable water complexes, setting up river ports, and upgrading electricity and water networks. Funds will also be allocated for training courses and for Sudanese students to be awarded scholarships at Egyptian universities. Our earnest gratitude, Egypt, with Allah's benevolent blessings for your generosity. May many precious lives be benefited by your laudable assistance.
In animal welfare news, an initiative in China promotes caring for all cats and dogs. The China Awareness Campaign for Non-Purebred Cats and Dogs sought to bring attention to the importance of respecting the life of all animal companions. Ms. Chen Qian was coordinator of the endeavor, which was organized and sponsored by Swiss Animal Protection and Marchik Animal Welfare Trust in China, a United Kingdom charity. Culmination of the project included a slogan competition, as well as photography and story writing contests, for which more than 600 entries were received. Ms. Chen Shukong, a freshman from the Beijing Film Academy, won first prize for her slogan. At the awards ceremony held in Beijing, special guests included local university professors and animal advocates. Our heartfelt appreciation, all those who took part in the China Awareness Campaign for Non-Purebred Cats and Dogs. Also, thank you and congratulations, Ms. Chen Shukong, for your thoughtful slogan. May our planet soon become a peaceful and happy place for all to enjoy. Up next on Noteworthy News, plants help to forecast weather and climate patterns. We'll meditate on our glorious inner light. Be back soon. More inspiring news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, amicable news for a friendly world. In environmental news, United States researchers find plants are key to creating accurate climate change forecasts. A team led by botanist Dr. Joseph Berry of Stanford University stated that stomata, the tiny pores in plant leaves, are central to predicting weather and climate patterns. The scientists have discovered that stomata act as solar energy meters. They control the rate of water passing through the plant by responding to changes in light, heat, and carbon dioxide. This understanding will help in developing a more accurate climate model. Our thankfulness, Dr. Joseph Berry, and all scientists involved for highlighting this essential role of plants. May we soon hear the wonderful forecast of a balanced and sustainable planet as humanity transitions to the Earth-saving vegan diet.
Please join us for a joke told in Hindi, entitled Light Bulb.
बिजली का बल्ब बदलने के लिए कितने समाजशास्त्री लगते हैं? अरे जरूरत बल्ब बदलने की नहीं है, व्यवस्था को बदलना है।
And now for our viewers' heartline on the divine intelligence of animals. In this lecture given in June 2001 in Florida, USA, Supreme Master Ching Hai introduces us to her beautiful parrot companion, Sunny.
I like the way she's talking to the people. Well done. She's right. Good message. Hoka from Spain.
Encouraging Hoka. It's good to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai's illuminating lecture, given while she was accompanied by her sweet parrot friend Sunny, shows the sensitivity and deep feelings of our intuitive animal friends. May our world soon come to treasure each precious life. Heaven's grace to you and your kind Spanish co-citizens.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May the divine bless you with a loving and joyful spirit.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Formosa or Taiwan amends laws to allow colleges to accept students from mainland China, as well as recognizing most degrees from mainland schools to benefit educational exchange.
In an effort to address the food crisis in drought-stricken Niger, the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, donates $105 million for emergency programs supporting food security, nutrition, and agriculture.
At an informal gathering of the seven-member state Collective Security Treaty Organization, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev affirms his nation's role in ensuring peace and stability in the Central Asian region.
In the interest of preserving the human life of embryos, Chief Judge Roy C. Lamberth of the Federal District Court in Washington, D.C., USA, orders a halt on government funding of embryonic stem cell research, pending further input from the public.
Over 500,000 people have enjoyed the International Holy Quran exhibition in Tehran, Iran, thus far, held during the holy month of Ramadan and featuring beautifully published scriptural volumes along with performing arts programs and poetry.
Hollywood actress Michelle Rodriguez of Avatar and Lost says that along with joining the Sea Shepherd Project in its next Antarctic voyage to halt whaling, she plans to become vegetarian, stating that saving animals also means to stop eating them.
At a forum in Hanoi, Olac, or Vietnam, national representatives are joined by delegates from 46 African countries to discuss further cooperation in the areas of food security, trade, and human resource development.
Horse slaughter continues to remain illegal in Missouri, USA, after public response to a legislative measure attempting to reintroduce the practice caused it to be voted down.
A spokesperson for the U.S. Department of Defense states that despite the Pentagon headquarters also being affected by the 9/11 disaster, the facility's chapel has remained open to all faiths, including daily services for Muslim prayer.
Four Singaporean students start a No Red Meat Monday campaign at a local junior college, offering discounts for weekly meat-free meals in an effort to encourage people toward better health and to save the environment.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.